Welcome to another edition of MMA Rated Radio. Ariel Helwani talking today with an up-and-coming fighter out of Philadelphia, Matt Makowski. Makowski is set to face Nick Serra on the undercard of Elite XC's inaugural CBS broadcast. That goes down on May 31st, emanating from the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us today. And this is a huge show for a guy who's just had two fights in his MMA career. Of course, you have an extensive Muay Thai background, which we'll get to in a second. But what does it feel for you just a couple of weeks out away from this show, probably one of the most important shows in the history of MMA? What does it mean to you to be on this card?
I'm very grateful for the opportunity. Elite XC put me on the card. I'm honored to be able to fight a name, Nick Serra, on the show. I'm just looking forward to it. Trying to keep my wits about me and training hard.
How did the whole deal come about? You're obviously going to be fighting on the undercard, but you always know that, you know, if you get an impressive knockout or something, you know, crazy happens, or if it's a short fight that they could squeeze it in, that might be the case. But how did you know that you were actually going to be put on this card?
I just got worried about a few weeks ago that they were interested in, they needed guys for the undercard. I had a good showing in one of their Show XC shows in January. So I guess I just kind of rolled over into March.
Exactly. And you that was your debut for Elite XC for the promotion, even though it was a Show XC card. Are you exclusive to them right now, or can you fight wherever you want in between as long as it wouldn't conflict with a potential fight like this one?
I'm just fighting for Elite XC right now as far as that goes.
All right. You can't really talk about it. Okay. I understand. For a guy such as yourself, you're on the undercard. You're not right now scheduled to be on the televised portion. Do you try to force the issue, especially on what could be such a huge audience, to make something great, to make a name for yourself so that you could be put on the broadcast portion of the telecast? Or when you start thinking like that, could that lead to more problems than you would like, in the first place?
I mean, definitely first and foremost, I'm concerned with, winning the fight. But definitely, it's always in the back of my mind. I want to, go out there, put on a good show, win impressively, and just gain exposure. That would be incredible to get on the broadcast portion.
Yeah, anyone who is not scheduled right now, I have to think that you're going to try to do anything that you can so that the eyeballs will be able to see you, and then hopefully that leads to other good things within the promotion, right?
Yeah, there's always possibility. I think I might be the second swing bout, actually. So, I mean, if me and Nick put on a good show, hopefully, Phil, Baroni, and Robbie, they're all knocking their guys out, there might be time.
Right.
For me to get on the broadcast. So.
Yeah, and I would think that this is a great card for that kind of scenario, because you look at guys like Kimbo and,
a lot of
quick potential knockouts in this one. So could slide in right, for you and Nick to get in there and have some exposure. You talk about Nick Serra. Obviously, everyone recognizes the last name. He's the brother of Matt Serra, the former UFC welterweight champion. Both of you guys are sort of from the same area here on the East Coast. What do you know of Nick, and what do you expect from him on May 31st?
I mean, of course, I know he's a black belt, and he's got MMA, a lot of MMA experience. But I'm looking to avoid the takedown. I know he's a great grappler. Most of his wins have come by, actually all of his wins have been by either submission or decision. So, looking to avoid the ground in this one.
Yeah.
Or avoid the submission, at least.
He has four wins, and like you said, all of them via submission, whether they're armbar, triangle choke. We all know about Serra Jiu-Jitsu and the great products that come out of that camp. Given your Muay Thai background, do you like facing guys like him, guys who are looking to put the fight on the ground, and then you could sort of catch them while they're shooting on you? You could get a quick knee or something of that nature, or would you rather come in there knowing that you're fighting a guy who likes to stand and bang as well?
I think I would prefer actually to fight a jiu-jitsu guy. I like that, the sprawl and brawl style. Avoid the takedown, and I love having the advantage on the feet. So that's where the fight starts. It's my job to keep it there.
You're pretty new to the game, like I said, only two fights in your pro career, and a few people might know of you from the Show XC card in January in Atlantic City, but This will obviously be your biggest stage yet. For those that don't know much about your game, give us a brief rundown. What kind of a fighter are you? Who are you sort of comparable to of the names that we know?
I guess if I say maybe like Nate Marquardt, I feel I'm very well rounded. I've actually been training both, you know, I've been training everything for the same amount of time: Muay Thai, Jiu Jitsu, you know, wrestling. So I come in with a you know, a well rounded game. My amateur career, all my wins were by submission. So I might be known as primarily a stand-up guy. I do have, a Muay Thai background, but I've grappled, and I can roll on the ground too.
How many fights did you have in your amateur career?
I had six.
Okay, and at what point do you realize was that sort of something that you decided, okay, I'm going to have six and then move up, or how does that whole process work? You know, a lot of guys, you hear of them just, you know, jumping right into it. I'm curious to know when you knew that you were ready to start doing this professionally and, you know, officially.
Well, I had the six amateur bouts, amateur MMA bouts came after I had about 10 amateur Muay Thai bouts. So I kind of, you know, got ring experience through the Muay Thai. I started out before that with grappling tournaments and everything, kind of worked through way of Muay Thai, then I started doing the mixed martial arts. I was a combat in the cage regional champion, and then I won a North American title under the WKA in the summer of 2007. Winning those two amateur titles, me and my camp, my trainers, you know, we decided it was time to move up.
Now, for a guy such as yourself, two pro fights, only 22 years old. Honestly, now, are you surprised that you're, you know, Elite XC, you're fighting for Elite XC, you're on the CBS card and a huge audience, the Prudential Center? Are you surprised that everything is happening so quickly in your career?
That's a good point. I am kind of, you know, I do feel like things are going pretty fast here. I'm very just grateful and excited to be a part of this show, to be on the card, you know, undercard or not. With only two bouts being on such a big show, I feel very lucky, very honored.
Obviously you're never going to turn down a great opportunity, but if you sort of could plan out your career, would you rather just build it up slowly, not have, you know, not be under the big lights, the big crowd, so that you can gain that experience, have eight or so, you know, victories under your belt, you're coming in as an undefeated fighter, or, you know, do you got to take the opportunity when you have it, you're 22 and you're given this great chance to run with it, might as well do it?
You know, guys like Robbie Lawler, I think, was fighting on the big show, I think, when he was 20 years old or 21 years old, you know, so talk about moving up pretty fast. I love the big crowd, you know, the lights, that atmosphere. I would much rather do that right now. And there would always be the chance that I would fight Nick on maybe a smaller East Coast show, you know, so why not do it now on this, you know, this Elite XC show coming up.
Is there any, you know, obviously you never want to look past an opponent, but guys that you've sort of, you know, come across or cross paths with on the East Coast or anywhere that you'd like to fight to sort of gauge how far along in your career you are right now?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
I'm just wondering if there are any fighters out there not named Nick Serra that you have your eye on, that if you get past that, that you'd like to fight, you know, to see that where you are in your career right now, where your strengths match up.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I think with being it so early, in, with, you know, me it being so early in my career still, I'm not picking any names, of course, you know. Still only 2-0 as a pro. Just going to fight who they put in front of me right now.
All right. Well, up next is Nick Serra. As I said, you're going to be on the undercard of the Elite XC show, the first ever on CBS, a monumental event for the world of mixed martial arts. Matt, great talking to you, and best of luck, and hope to speak to you soon.
All right. Thank you very much.